pelant. Oh, should a body kiss a body, need a body cry? Every lassie has her laddie, nay, they see have I. Yet all the boys, they smile at me, a-comin' through the rye, a-comin' through the rye, a-comin' through a new body formulation of myself that intends to teach a dramatic demonstration of the possibility of the reoccurrence of my body, because I'm coming through the ideas of sacrifice. May I join you for a moment? I was passing by. May I join you? Here. I was passing by with Mr. Clare, and we were talking, remember, honey, about the prospect of the possibility of sharing better reflection of light in regard to the idea of a manifestation of a healing process that converts the agency of what I think I am in this body form. First of all, as you come into this period, we completed a cycle of the idea in the reappearance of Jesus, in the manifestation of resurrection, that it actually has occurred, and we have successfully demonstrated that conversion within our own mind. A little sequel that's going to go on here, and it doesn't last that long. It's about 58 minutes. It's going to be an idea of an increase in frequency of what we term, look with me, your capacity at that moment to reassemble me in visionary ideas about what I am in this correspondence. You came to me from out of nowhere. So many of the titles that you're beginning to give yourself in regard to what you think we are the enjoyment of my certainty, represented, of course, by the resurrection of my Savior, Jesus Christ, are sure indications of an increase in frequency of converting agencies of light that are allowing you within the illusionary possibility of being a body formulation. Are you setting up the camera? Are you going to take some pictures of that? Here, thank you. Here's what we'll do. I'll set up a momentary frequency of increasing ideas about what your body form is. Now, that will allow you within the idea of repetition of light ideas about yourself to demonstrate a self-realization of what the body is not. Because obviously, the body is not this. The body that I have used, here I am now, is what they call the teacher, the master teacher of the conversion of my body association in recognition of a healing process of my body that is activated cellular regeneration of my body in that possibility. Could that possibly be true? Could it be true? Well, now I'm looking at the isolation of you in the fabric of dim light reflections that aren't allowing you to see up into the universe better. Look what's happening. We're converting physically in regeneration of the light factor of our mind a new way to look at ourselves. There's a mechanism of device in what we call the miracle of the conversion of light formulation in the little hovel of darkness in which you find yourself with 15,000 billion stars out there and energy a quadrillion times greater than this, that just for a moment you've been getting a dimness of a reflection of what yourself and what you think you are in the formulation. You listening with me? whatever ideas you had about yourself in a momentary reflection, let's use our TLR, let's use the idea of the regeneration through an evolutionary process of the reappearance of my body form. We'll use a 40,000 year cycle. 40,000 year cycle. There's another one. There's another one. There's a sequence of time in the collapse of time that are always indication of the instant of conversion that occurred at the time of the possibility that the crucifixion could have demonstrated the idea that you're separate from God and that that possibly could be true. And I'm teaching a miracle, an instant of light that converts the idea of that formulation. You listen with me? I'm going to read just a little bit about miracles, and then I'm going to teach all about the idea of the bright reappearance of that body there, of that body there. Listen with me. Listen to this. The miracle, remember, minimizes the need for time. In the longitudinal or horizontal plane, the recognition of the equality of the members of the sonship appears to involve almost endless time, doesn't it? However, in the miracle, there's a sudden shift from horizontal to vertical perception. This introduces an interval from which the giver and the receiver both emerge further along in time than they would otherwise have been. The miracle, conversion of light, thus has the unique property of abolishing time to the extent that it renders the interval of time it spans unnecessary. Here we go. There is no relationship between the time a miracle takes and the amount in which it can occur in order to be a longevity of time. It substitutes for learning that might have taken thousands of years, and it does so by the underlying recognition of perfect equality of you and I in our exchange. So the miracle shortens time by collapsing it, thus eliminating certain intervals of time within it, and it does it in a larger temporal sequence of what I intend to be. And it does so in larger temporal sequence of what I am recognizing in that moment with you when we came in together singing the one of my favorite Scottish songs, that you and I can appear within a sequence of bright reformulation with the admission that I'm a body, but with the self-same realization that I can increase frequencies of longevity of time within the formulation of me, because the determination of who I am is not being set by a reflection of the body form. Very simply, because a reflection of light of a body form is a direction I have given the limitation that I impose on myself in the simple idea that I am a body, okay? You know perfectly well you're not a body. Should I try it again? We were sharing this one as we walked in here together. There isn't anyone here who comes into this proceeding of the idea of the resurrection of my Savior Jesus Christ. Now, in his continuing reappearance of the substance of what he is, who does not know he's not a body. How did he begin the practice? He began to notice that his body was changing all the time. And while he may have appeared at this moment, now you're using me, to have been a factor in my mind in setting an example of this 40,000 years compared to the 14,000 millions of the universe, the fact of the matter is that I am not within my own mind a body, and I know it. Softly say, I know it.
I know it.
Of course. The energy of conversion and the increase in frequencies of light are allowing you to demonstrate with me the certainty of the idea of the instant conversion of the light form based on our recognition of each other. There were a series of about 12 hours that physically used demonstration of the possibility that you can appear within a quantum idea of reflected light. Surround yourself momentarily with the extension that's coming from your own mind, with no particular evidence of the necessity of concept to protect yourself from what appears to be another body formulation out there. You know, for me, my illuminate mind, the devastation that I went through in the dark form of that realization, there aren't any other bodies out there. Come on now. The only other body that could possibly be out there would be a reflection of how I'm viewing myself in a correspondence of limitation of energy by which I am fearful of an instant of the entire passion or power of light. So to protect myself in the miracle of the conversion of my mind, in my evident determination to forgive the action of who appears to be out there, and you appear to be out there, I'm going to extend to you the bright light of self-recognition that lets me feel the love that I'm feeling for you right now. The love that I'm feeling for you right now. There we exchanged it. There we exchanged it. Now, I surrounded myself with the idea of threatening the possibility of what I am as a body and denying it, because I'm not a body. Yet in the concept I hold of myself, it seems as though I have set up a sequence of time and therefore am justified reflected light, where everywhere I look within the illusion of myself, I'm getting a body form that I know perfectly well is not who I am. Yeah. The communication that occurred just then, our minds communicate, not bodies. My mind and my love for you now is communicating the certainty of a new vitality of your recognition of our minds together. It's not actually connected to our bodies at all. And you know it, because the energy of light increases in such a moment of demonstration of that power that it converts entirely within itself the relationship of the possibility that this is what the reflection of a body actually is. Ask me what a body is.
What's a body?
I'm going to read to you just. I've got 8 minutes to read you all about the body. You want to know about it? Yeah? Let's take time to look together at what is a body. Listen. Here's what a body is. It's a fence that the Son of God imagines he has built to separate parts of his self from other parts. It is within this fence he thinks he lives to die as it decays and crumbles. For within this fence he thinks that he is safe from love. Identifying with his safety, he regards himself as what his safety is. How else could he be certain he remains within the body, keeping love and the light of love outside himself? Look with me. The body will not stay. Yet you see this as a double safety, for the Son of God's impermanence, his temporalness of body, is proof that his fences work. And they do the task that his mind assigns to them. For if his oneness still remains untouched, who could attack? Who would be attacked? Who would be the victor? Who would be his prey? Who would be the victim? Who's the murderer? And if he did not die, look with me, what proof is there that God's eternal Son can be destroyed? Listen with me. The body's a dream. Like other dreams, it sometimes seems to picture happiness, but can quite suddenly revert to fear, can't it, where every dream is born? For only love creates in truth, and truth can never fear. Listen with me, made to be fearful, must the body serve the purpose that has been given it? but we can change the purpose that the body will obey by changing what we think that we are using the body for, by changing the purpose of what we're using the body for. And I'm going to complete this now. The resolution of the conflict that I felt just a moment ago about my relationship of my body form with you. This is forgiveness now. In my act of challenging myself in my certainty that I'm not a body, being revealed to me simultaneously through your demonstration that you're not a body, are simply sharing moments where we know together that we're not captive within the idea of the body form of the illusionary nature that has confined us in a dim reflection of ourselves to what we think we are, to what we think we are. Because what we think we are together at this moment is the love we're expressing in the determination of a factoring of a regeneration of light that will be taught in the particulars, a physical reappearance of body identity. There's one. Now, the idea that you suddenly were there, I have already admitted within my frequency of self. Isn't it so? If I look out there, here's this young, vital, whatever you think I am. Now, I'm obviously presenting to you the idea of a picturization of my body formulation in which you, in a sequence of time, are identifying me as a factor. When the old man was here, I'm an 80-year-old factor. I have no idea what 80 years old. But I have no idea what 40,000 years old. As a matter of fact, I have no idea about anything that's going on in my mind, except I see a reflection of myself in regard to the illusionary quality by which I want to identify myself as a body form. There, that was beautiful. We walked in here together in an entirely different frequency of the idea of a time episode in the increase in frequency, listen to me, of the loss of fear in walking in here with you. Because even in the nature of the body structure of ourselves, though we travel together, each of us maintains within his own cycle of defensive activity the idea of reflecting from himself somebody else's body. My teaching to you is there's no such thing as somebody else's body, very simply because there's no such thing as your body. I'm going to finish this. Listen, we'll wrap up the idea that the body was the fence of light formulation you built around yourself. Listen. The body is the means by which God's Son returns to sanity. Though it was made to fence him into hell without escape, yet has the goal of heaven been exchanged for the pursuit of hell. The Son of God extends his hand to reach his brother and to help him walk along the road with him. Now, is the body holy? Now it serves to heal the mind that it was made to destroy within the reflection of light. Listen, you will identify with what you think will make you safe. Look, you're going to identify with what you think will make you safe. Whatever it may be, you will believe that it is one with you within your own idea of body form. Your safety lies in truth, not in lies. Love is your safety because fear does not exist. There's no such thing as fear. Identify with love and you're safe. Identify with love and you are home. Identify with love and find yourself in the new relationship of what you think you are. In the idea of the joy I'm feeling in expressing to you the certainty of the reorganization of our body form, Okay, can you see this with me? I love the idea that I've been teaching. I'm using the Miracle Healer's Handbook. The reason that I'm employing the power of the idea of not being a body form are very simply from the idea of sustaining within my own mind the idea that I am indeed not a body. Now, the manner in which I perform this in the act of my recognition of power of decision are simple admission that within the formulation of my consciousness, I'm deciding all the time. It's impossible, come on now, consciousness identity, that you are not being threatened by continuing decision you must make in regard to what you think you are. What a surprise. Each time you decide an outcome that you want, it becomes an organization of past and future ideas about yourself in which you maintain ideas that it's possible for you not to be a true reflection of what you actually are within your body sequence. Because what you are in your body sequence are the joy that I'm feeling with you right now in this moment of conversion. In a particular way, the idea of this light formulation, as we shared when we came in here together, is not necessarily a process that's going to be available to the world, but it is available to you. Because it's available to you at this time, because it is a reflection at this moment of how you're feeling about yourself in the formulation of your own body identity. Is it changing? Did it change just then? Thank you. See, what happened at that moment is suddenly you're beginning to make reappearance of the formulation of yourself in identities of what you want to see in that idea. There's 4 minutes here. We're going to take a break. We'll be gone for about 1,000 years and we'll be back. Listen to me. Listen to this just for a moment. Each day, and every minute in each day, and every instant that each minute holds, I am reliving a single instant when the time of being afraid took the place of love, and I'm dying each day to live again. And I intend to cross the gap between the past and the present, which is not actually a gap at all. This is my life. It's an interval from birth to death and on to life again. It's a repetition of an instant gone by within my body formulation that cannot be relived. And all of time is but the mad belief that what is already over is still here and now. Let it go. Forget the past. Let it go. You stand no longer on the ground that lies between the worlds. You have gone on and you've reached the world that lies at heaven's gate. And there is no hindrance to the will of God, look, or any need that you're going to repeat the same journey over and over again. So look gently on your brother, the guy that you're reflecting there, and behold the world in which the perception of yourself has been converted to light. Very simply, because the reflection of yourself in the conversion of the instant of that possibility within my mind. You with me? Actually, I'm representing a sequence of almost 362 years when you can see this with me. You live within cycles of the idea of body appearances reflected in stories of association of our body form. Remember, Claire, you and I came in together with a single determination. Say to me, purpose.
Purpose.
Mission. If I'm on a mission of journeying with you within the factor of the reflection of my body, why can't I share the totality of love that all of us really feel about the entirety of the universe? The distraction that we momentarily are located in sequential time definition of ourselves. Or why were you here? I am healed, and I am whole, and I am perfect as God created me. The reflection of light that you just offered me in the forgiving aspects of self-recognition are making me very happy. And the happier I am in this reappearance of Jesus, my Savior Jesus, who is obviously here to tell us some great stories about ourselves. Isn't this wonderful? The idea that the storyline that you're using is certainly one that I want to hear. And it deals directly with the idea that logistically I can observe myself in a matter of increasing the power of light, which is changing within the arrangement myself. I'm going to leave you, boy, are you bright? Are you coming to me from out of nowhere? Are you suddenly making that reappearance of yourself? Are you healed and whole as you were? Did you agree to come with me in this little sequence of time that previously looked like 40,000 years, with a universe of 14,000 million years and a power that's incredible within your own mind, so that we could glance at each other using the power of our separate body identities and could love each other in that union of leaving this little place? God is going with us, and we're going to say together, God, you bless you and I. You bless each one of us. Huh? There I saw you. Now you're gone. There I saw you. Now you're gone. The increasing frequency of life are raising this to a tremendous crescendo of light identity. Of light
has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear that I'm falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. In fact, I have fallen in love.
Thank you. Listen, the astonishing truth of the matter is that at no single moment does your body exist at all. There's nothing at all solid or constant about it. 98% of the atoms in your body were not there a year ago. The skeleton that to you seems so solid was not there just 3 months ago. Listen, the configuration of the bone cells only seem constant, and atoms of all kinds passed freely back and forth through the cell walls, and you acquire a new skeleton every 3 months. Your skin is new every month. You have a new stomach lining every 4 days. Look with me. The actual surface cells that contact food are renewed every 5 minutes. All of these body cells are continually demonstrating their universal rejuvenating capacity, but you insist on functioning as a static, non-creative retention of body formulation that holds you objectively in an aggregation of what could only be termed mechanical specialization. Listen, it is impossible to see the bright new world that surrounds you as long as you are hell-bent on retaining and defending your own historic genetic establishment. It is, listen, a massive retention of potential energy light compacted to an incredible density. This is you as what we used to call a black hole of existence of conversion of light. Aha! At this point is the great reversal going to occur. The quasar of your reunion is going to follow within a holy instant of yourself. Look with me, every single cell in your body is a complete enfoldment of the universal reality of the entire cosmos. This continuity of body form is not sequential, and it need not suffer the conflict of sequential memory that requires a continuing direction of separation to retain its linearity unless you make a demand that it do that within your own frame. What am I going to say? There you are. There you are. There you are. Are you in a brand new body? I'll listen to me. I'll teach you just a moment because of the illumination of my mind. There's no possibility, and I know that you're saying with me, that I am going to do anything in the mind training of the conversion of the necessity for me to release the defensive mechanisms by which I have identified myself to perform anything but this act of light conversion. This act of light conversion. By studying the possibility within the formulation of myself, as I observe the consciousness of my self-identity, I am completely conscious that I am in a condition of recognition of myself. Oh, I love to teach this. The human condition of Homo sapiens is simply a recognition of his self-association in time that lasted just before that moment is over, and in space in the longevity of what he thinks he is. Here comes my demonstration because I love to do it. I love to do it. Read it out loud.
Quantum teleportation.
Quantum teleportation. Read this.
Cosmological anti-gravity.
Cosmological anti-gravity in the identity of yourself in the moment of self-recognition. Now, the proof of the idea that time itself is a constant variation within cycles of universal mind are evidences that we already use in the correspondence with what we think we are. It's not where our problem lies. Everything in the consciousness of myself is an idea of how I feel about myself. Now, if the consciousness of ideas that you have about yourself include the factoring of this 80-year-old body formulation, by reflecting back to myself ideas that I have about myself, I am trapped in a sequence of light where I cannot see evidence of the conversion of myself in my certainty that in the reappearance of the single identity of body form that I just recognized with you, I see that you and I, standing together in this reflection of light, can demonstrate my certainty. Want to practice with me? That there's no such thing as death. Death is an idea that you have in your mind about an aggregation of body form in which you appear to associate temporarily with memories that you have. Here I am. I have vivid memories of that episode, so do I. Yet we look at them as though they're already past within the sequence of my identity of myself. Okay? This 12-minute sequence that's about to go on within the idea of my certainty of the reappearance of the manifestation of the resurrection of Jesus, in which he is going to perform through the New Testament the idea that the resurrection has occurred. And he's going to attempt to demonstrate to you that you retain within your own mind ideas about yourself, and that the ideas about yourself have absolutely nothing to do with what you really are. It may be a particular declaration. If I'm going to show up in a reformulation of myself in the increase in frequency, I begin to recognize you with my mind, and at that moment, you could well appear to be within the body form. Listen with me. The healing that went on just then, I love to teach. Here, wait a second. Wait a minute. Here, you watch with me. I'm going to demonstrate something to you simply because I feel like it. You say, can I give this to you? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you that there's a factor of a demonstration of a healing factor within my body form in the action of the performance of that right there. Listen, that actually have nothing to do with my body at all. All they have to do with is a momentary better reflection here of the light you're getting in what appears to be my body form. See, here's my stick. When we came in here together, we were beginning to recognize our individual participation with reflections of light that actually were only demonstrating what we thought about ourselves. Shall I tell you why? There's a new world out there. One more time. There's no way where you're going to convince me to formulate within my relationship of this little hovel of dark energy around this single little star. Come on. In the enclosure of the idea that I was a body form, and I know perfectly well that this is not who I am or where I'm from. I'm going to read you just about 6 minutes of the idea of the reappearance of Jesus, with a declaration I'm going to give to you. You that are suffering from all of that past idea of body formulation, that are determined to cycle within repetitions of yourself, the idea that you can get old and die within that sequence, try not to be ridiculous. What's actually happening, you're beginning to spot yourself in the happiness of self-recognition. It's actually not connected to this little world at all. As a matter of fact, it has nothing whatsoever to do with it. My conviction that has occurred to you in the reformulation of yourself as the idea of Homo sapiens, that is the memory factor of that 40,000-year cycle, were nothing but increases in frequency of repetition of the light that you wanted to see within that reflection. Am I looking okay? Thank you for that. Here, dear one. Thank you. Here. This is what the healing mechanism in if I decide to do. My entire teaching in the reappearance of the resurrection of Jesus will be to this idea. Idea. I've got a good idea. Let's decide not to die. What's the sense of it? I keep seeing everybody laying down their body form, but it looks as though I'm constantly in a condition of not being dead. Shall I tell you why? Of course you can't die. There's no such thing as terminating yourself, very simply because you're whole and perfect as you were created, and your attempts to terminate yourself within that cycle have absolutely nothing to do with the resurrection and the reappearance of a bright reflection of light that you and I are sharing together. That you and I are sharing together. I should say this to you in this sequence of recognition of what's going on in the storyline we have adapted in the idea of the reappearance of single individuals. They're walking around in this chaos sea of a multiple idea of dark energy, and they're beginning to spot new light identities. There's one. How do I know you? I know you from somewhere. Who is it I'm actually recognizing? Myself. The power of my mind to make a decision about what I want to see in the factoring of light that I'm demonstrating to you within this sequence that has just that cycle left that I'm going to teach. I set it up especially for you. Now, in that regard, the length of time in the expansion of the idea of the universal identity of yourself in a factor of light of galactic re-identity obviously doesn't concern me at all. Shall I tell you why? I know who I am. Say that to me. I know who I am.
I know who I am.
Of course you do. Now, the idea that you are going to be who you are, regardless of the manner in which you attempt to formulate yourself within a location of time, or why you're here. Ready with me? You're not going to be that body. Okay. Your idea to die in order to prove that you were a body are silly to me. And the reason they're silly, come on, it's time to grow up now. It's time to look at the idea that a bright reflection of light contained within this idea of a circular idea of the possibility of light will start with a moment of complete darkness. Expand out into the universe. Listen with me. You didn't die. You're alive with me at this time. Because the only time you can really be alive with me is here and now. And I'm recognizing you here and now. And I'm recognizing you here and now. Thank you. The expression very simply is this. We've lost our fear. See, as long as we maintain the idea of a reflected, of dim light, we could believe in the necessity to protect ourselves within that dark form. Remember the idea that I just shared with you about the collapse of the cosmological anti-gravity? By opposing gravity, you have a problem of protecting yourself in reflections of light. Here's what we're going to do right now, and I'm not a body. Let's invite gravity to join us. Let's invite the dark. They use the term, the idea of energy, and are trying to separate it from the idea of gravity. The idea of the energy of the conversion, of the power that is what the universe is, will collapse in on you, and you'll be instantly alive in the entirety of who you are. Very simply, because there's no such thing as death. And as our Savior Jesus directs us now in his reappearance of this new frequency of light, you're much aware of the new story we're telling each other, a brand new story about my act of forgiveness of you as a demonstration that we want to escape from this sequence of time. I'm sick and tired of it. I don't know what's going on around here. But every time I come back into this sequence, I appear. appear to have another sequence of loneliness, pain, despair, despondency, and I have to write another story about it, and I'm tired of it. Somewhere, there has to be a new bright reflection. But listen with me about this new bright reflection and the idea of the healing process of my physical body that's going on in the wellness that I'm now expressing in the cellular conversion of the possibility that I'm no longer confined to old cell identity, but I'm reproducing new ideas about myself within this fabric. Within this fabric. You listen to me, this is directly now from the miracle healing process of Jesus. Listen. Whoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe me? Listen, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear it shall live. Here we go, from Jesus. I say unto you, if a man will keep this idea about himself within his own formulation, he'll never die. Listen, teach not that I died in vain. Teach rather that I did not die by demonstrating that I live in you. For the undoing of the crucifixion of God's Son is the work of the redemption in which everyone has a part of equal value. Look with me, you've nailed yourself to a cross and placed a crown of thorns upon your own head. Yet you cannot crucify God's Son, for the will of God cannot die. Look, his Son has been redeemed from his own crucifixion, and you cannot assign to death whom God has given eternal life. Sometimes the dream of death still lies on your eyes within your own dream sequence, but it's not true. When you are tempted to yield to the desire for death, here's Jesus with it, you remember, as Jesus is saying, I didn't die. You will realize that this is true when you look within yourself, because when you look within yourself, you're going to see me. Would I have overcome death for myself alone? And would eternal life have been given me of the Father unless he had also given it to you, my brother? Child of our Father, come on now, look with me. This is a dream of death. There's no funeral. There's no dark altar or grim commandments or twisted rituals of condemnation in which the body believes you're necessary to die. Look, ask not release from the body, but free it from the merciless and unrelenting orders that you're laying on it within your own mind form, and forgive it what you have ordered it to do. In your so-called exaltation of celebrating death, you command it to die. For only death could conquer life. And what but craziness could look upon the defeat of God and think that it's real? Listen, you think that death is of the body. It's but an idea and has nothing at all to do with the physical. A thought is in the mind. Everything is accomplished through life, and life is of the mind and in the mind. The body neither lives nor dies because it cannot contain you who are what life is. If we share the same mind, you can overcome death because I did. Do you really want to be in hell? Come on. Do you really want to weep and suffer and get old and die? Listen, death is total. Either all things die or else they live and cannot die, and you are undergoing a continuing experience of being dead only to come back to life again. I'm back. And here's 2 minutes in which I'm going to demonstrate to you the length of time that you thought was necessary within the sequence of your time to live within identity. to mind consciousness. You've already laid up great plans with the idea of this body formulation, that you're going to somehow, let's use the term retire, you're going to take off from this activity of your body, remembering your own association and attempting to live within this sequence of body identity. You couldn't possibly be doing it. The illusionary nature of the entirety of the reflection of light are giving you demonstration that suddenly you're beginning to meet other body association who are utilizing features that could have lasted, let's use Jesus, for this 2,000 year cycle. Very obviously the idea that Jesus suffered 2,000 years ago or 20,000 years ago or intends to resurrect 1,000 years from now are totally meaningless, are totally meaningless. Here's three more sentences about the idea and the possibility of that resurrection. Listen. There is no death, because what God created shares his life. There's no death, because an opposite to God does not exist. There is no death, because the Father and the Son are one. Look with me. What would you see without the fear of death? What would you feel and think if death held no attraction to you? Very simply, you'd remember your Father, your creator of life, the source of everything that lives, the Father of the universe, and of the universe of universes out there, and of everything that lies even beyond them. Would you remember, look with me, swear not to die. Come on, decide not to die. Say to me, I'm not going to die. You made a bargain you can't keep. The Son of life cannot be killed. He is immortal as his Father. What he is cannot be changed. He's the only thing in all the universe that must be one. And this is the holy instant of eternal life that you intend to undergo as an experience of what you appear to be within this sequence of time. Here's a very personal thank you to you and the idea that you're watching within the association of our life together, Mr. Clark. Remember, we decided to stop off in this sequence of time. It's good to see you. Now, the idea that you, there's Claire, there you are, John, Mitch, remember we had all of the orchestration, are simply agreements to operate in another parameter of light reflection that obviously denies us nothing. There's no need that I identify myself, come on now, as someone else. The reason that is true is because there's only one mind. So that the mind that I'm sharing with you in the bright reflection of my recognition of myself, this from Jesus, are my assurance that there's not only one mind, there's only one self. And that self was me, and that I suffered just momentarily from a condition of losing myself within a sequence of time with a universe that stretches for billions of years and light reflections. Here I was in a containment. Now, once I was trapped in the idea of repetition, I began to repetition myself in ideas of the formulation of what I thought I was within my body formulation. Why not? Why couldn't I see that I am already exercising the power of coming into this sequence from outside of time, performing these acts, and leaving this continuum of time together? Isn't that nice? Here's the whole idea of the spread of healing that has occurred within the factory that we're utilizing the physical reappearance of Jesus, because he's here with us now. He's here with us now. Oh, beautiful. Are you healed? Yeah. Never mind the body. Here. The body is healed very simply because the whole condition of this, that they're only reflections of light within the idea, listen, that in truth have no causation. In other words, the cause of you is gone, and that's why there's no death. And the brightness you're about to experience will demonstrate to you that certainty. I'm going to leave you. I'm glad you're here. They call me a teacher of a disciple of my association with Jesus. I'm proud and grateful to be an example of accepting this mission in which I intend to perform an act of my love for you in our relationship with God, with absolutely no regard to what you think you are in your physical body formulation. God is going with us wherever we go. And that bright reflection of you is actually what I was looking for. We're going to journey out a little bit. We'll see you in about 400 years. Come, remember me. Time is not actually passing. When you set up this sequence of here and now, this will be the here and now of universal love and universal thought in the process of our recognition of each other and my love for you.